This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Hey, Fiona.
We're actually together again today.
Yes, it's been so long.
It's been so long.
And we're still in lockdown, but we're taking a chance. We've got our gloves and our masks.
And we've got this little house at the back of Meg's Ojai house in Ojai that's pretty isolated and clean and wonderful to work in. So we're lucky to be able to record here when we can get it.
Yeah.
Jill, we both saw this absolutely amazing video by Dr. Zach Bush talking about his experiences as being an ICU doctor and bringing people back from death so many times, and what he found their experiences were and what they said to him. It was really an enlightening and a wonderful video. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, if you look for it, he's obviously being interviewed on the radio, but he is amazing, and he was putting in words a lot of the things that Fiona and I talk about a lot in our experiences of being with people who are transitioning, or our individual experiences of going out of body, you know, going somewhere else. And one of the things that really struck me so beautifully, because I've been hearing this in many ways, in many forms, is he said the thing that when he would bring, and there were different patients, so different ages.
Totally different. Like somebody was a preacher, somebody else was a teenager who had genetic difficulties and his bones were collapsing. Someone else was a heroin addict dying of AIDS.
Yeah.
And it was, there were a lot of, these were just three that he talked about. But he obviously, being an ICU, in chief of the ICU section there, he was experiencing many people. I just wanted to say that this podcast is part of a Daniel Hussain. It's his podcast that this particular, if you put Daniel Hussain / Zach Bush, Dr. Back, you'll get this one, because it is really a wonderful one to watch.
Really listen to it to the end.
Yes,
you know,
to the very end.
To the very end.
It's only 8.5 minutes,
You know, people don't listen that long anymore.
No.
Anyway, one of the things he said was, you know, three different people, for example, that he brought back, and each one of them said, "Why did you bring me back?"
That was the first thing they would say.
Why did you bring me back? So, you know, he would talk about, you know, what they said was, and he expresses it so beautifully, that every person feels so totally accepted for the first time ever. Totally accepted for who they are. No conditions.
And not by anybody specific. It was just a general feeling of complete acceptance.
Yes.
So when they went through the light, and all of them went to the light, through the light, when they got to the other side, they were just feeling this amazing lightness, brightness, and acceptance.
So the time... Okay, so he said one thing that they all experienced coming back is the loneliness, the shared loneliness that we have on this planet Earth in this lifetime. We all share loneliness. Now, I'm going to reshare the story of when I left my body, and I felt, I guess, absolute acceptance, but there was just the love was extraordinary, because the love was unconditional. So when I come back into my body, I started to cry. My late sister, who was then alive, was sitting there. We were meditating together. And she said, "Oh no, what's the matter?" And I said, "Oh, it's the weight." I could feel the weight of the body coming back in, and all the responsibilities and the shame and the guilt and the whatever that attaches itself to us in life. We don't have that out there.
And I think the thing is that when we come back, and it's happened to me as well, is that when we come back, what we do, what it did for me, to really work to see how I could get to that space again. Okay. So that's, and also I've been helping, both of us have been working with people to help them to use tools and techniques. Because that place is actually inside us. It's not something that we have to struggle or earn. It's who we are. So we just need some tools and techniques. And, you know, all of the things we've got in the podcast, the earlier podcasts, have a lot of tools and techniques that can help us get to this place of who we are. Yeah. And it's only when we step out of that into who we think we should be or who we've become that we lose that complete oneness with everything.
Or trying to please.
Yes, all of that is just those layers that have, instead of I am who I am and I am enough, it's layers of I should be. And one of the things he also said was that it is just such a remarkable thing to know that this place exists, and so there's no fear of death. Because then you know, okay, that's what's there, and I can live in that space here if I just know how to access, use some tools and techniques. This is not all of what he said, but it's a gist of
it's just the experiences he has of intensive care doctor with patients who died that he brought back. So he's sharing this. And, you know, Fiona and I do a lot of helping or being with people during their transition from this life. And we know it. We've also experienced it ourselves. So this incredible light they talk about, I don't... When I try to define it, there's no difference between light and love. It's the most wonderful release.
And one of the things he said was that the people felt that the universe was embracing them.
Mm.
Not just like an individual person, which is a piece of that. And also he was very clear that they were aware that death is not an end point. It's a transformation. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've talked a lot about this as well. And so it's very important. We've got a course coming up on Udemy, Udemy, called Fearless Death.
Mm-hmm.
And in that we go through a lot of tools and techniques that can help to move beyond the fear of death.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fear of death, it really controls us in many ways.
Well, it does. And there's a whole reason, lots of reasons why we fear it. And all those reasons why we fear it have been placed upon us. It's not natural. It doesn't come from us naturally.
No, our natural space is knowing that we are embraced by the universe.
And that feeling when I left, and that feeling of love was so total and complete, and it was the world. And when I tried to be singular about it, to find somebody, it didn't work because it's for all. It was the love from everyone, everything.
Yeah, there's no separation.
There's no separation. And so that brings us to the point that he talks about, that that Native Americans would also talk about, is the one thing that we share being born into this life is loneliness. And I think the loneliness must come from because we're separated from ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. And we don't have to be separated from ourselves, because we can, at any particular moment in the day, we've talked about this a lot too in the podcast, we can go into just putting the corners of our lips up, or just going and looking at the clouds outside, or looking at the pigeon on your windowsill, or an ant on the floor. If you study an ant on the floor for long enough, you'll slip back into who you are. Even if you take a bath or run your hands under warm water, or it's about changing your brainwaves that helps us to get back to that vastness of who we are. It's such a relatively easy thing in a way, and yet we're so trapped by where we think we should be, who we think we should be.
And we have so many podcasts on that.
We do.
How to get out of that. And of course, the new thing that we're doing, and the book that I'm writing on fearless death talks a lot about all of that.
Yes, we don't know when that will be, but it will be on Amazon at some stage.
Soon, I hope. This is what the lockdown does. Well, how do we entertain ourselves? Isn't that wonderful? Write a book. We paint it.
And it's just a moment for that, because that does bring us back to who we are. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself, is there a creative project that I can do now? That would be such a wonderful thing.
I find too, in observing, because it's important that I stay in the lockdown, because I'm also needed to take care of my 98-year-old mother, who's fragile. So it's very important that I do stay separate. But I've noticed as I found the joy of being alone and writing and doing things, that brings me back into me rather than the distraction of everything outside of me. And I see how hard it is for so many people, because they need the distraction.
Yes.
They need the distraction. They're not that comfortable with themselves yet.
And I think the thing that when we are out and about, a lot of people are very nervous. I noticed that in Costco, I think I've been twice since March.
You're braver than I am.
I put my N95 mask on and I race through it, because if you don't stop too long, you're better off. So I just find that people are fearful. It's almost like Christmas time in the parking lot. People are very nervous. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we can really work to stay in the body, that means that when you're walking around, if you have to go to the stores, feel your hands, make sure you're in your feet, make sure you can feel the tingling in your hands and your feet and your lips and the tip of your nose. Stay in your body, because most everybody is terrified of dying, terrified of going through what they say are the excruciating symptoms of the COVID. And if you're in your body, it's much easier for us to stay balanced, whether you're out and about or whether you're home, actually. Because the body is the earth. And the body goes back to the earth in one form or another, whether it's burnt or whether it's buried. We, of course, move through going to the light, like Dr. Zach spoke about, and both of which we have experienced. Mm-hmm. You can do it in meditation, going through to the light. You can do it you can do it when you watch a sunset, when you hug a friend, when you kiss a loved one. And I think the thing is that space, the tunnel of light that takes you to back to that space of oneness and complete acceptance is always open.
It's wonderful. And it came to me, I think, at a time, you know, just reflecting back about how long ago that happened to me. And I'm exploring, where was I in my life when that happened? And I was in a total transitory place. I wasn't sure where I was going to land, where I was going to work, what I was going to... I was in that open space of... I left England after 27 years and I had no idea where I was going. And it's almost as if I was just taken to this amazing place, given the most amazing gift of love and acceptance. And so I had no fear about finding myself. But that was a gift.
It always is, whether we go in meditation or whether we... Mm-hmm. I had I was drowning when someone pulled me out, and I was already heading to the light. And I initially I was struggling in the water. And then as I part of me just, I could feel that part of me just letting go. And as I let go, I could just see this tunnel of light. And I was just moving to it, and it was easy, and it was comforting. I'd given up the struggle, and then someone pulled me out. Mm-hmm. But that tunnel of light is there. In fact, I can remember when my husband's mom died. The family was, you know, just really lovely to each other. We were at her funeral, and I was talking to her. She was there at the funeral, and suddenly there was this huge crash in the back of the church, and one of her best friends had died in the church at her funeral. And I knew that she died because I saw her lifting out of her body. And Muriel was standing in the church in her spirit form. And I said, energetic form, I said to Muriel, ah, you're a midwife. You can help this, I can't remember the person's name, you can help this person to cross across. And Muriel did go over. She went and she took the person's hand and I said, now go to the light. And what I do is when I do that, I just close my eyes. You can always, if it's not clouding in you, you can always see the tunnel of light in your forehead. It's always open. It just gets clouded up with stuff. So I, in a place like that where everybody's praying and meditating, you can open yourself up to it very easily. And I just kept saying, go to the light, see the tunnel, go to the light. And I saw them going together hand in hand through this experience. And it's something you can do with people who die is when you meditate, close your eyes and see the light in your third eye. And that is the tunnel of death, the tunnel of life. And it's always open. So it's not something we have to earn. It's just our connection to the universal energy.
It just is. It already exists. We don't have to try for it. We don't have to earn it.
No.
It's ours.
So you might want to just be aware when you're meditating, and I don't. If you feel like doing long periods of meditation, that's great, but you don't need to. You can just sit for a few moments, close your eyes. We've gone through this so many times. But just do one more thing. Be aware of your third eye. You'll start to see a light there after a while. That is the tunnel. And don't try to go too far in it. Just let yourself expand into it. And you'll just find there's a universe
it's
energy.
It's not trying. It's allowing.
Yes, thank you. It's an allowing because... And you're not trying to do anything, because if you do, you'll lose that access. Mm-hmm. But that energy is with us all. And that's one of the things that Dr. Zach said too, is that it's just this amazing connection to a universal energy that's with us. So I think, something that we can all access whenever we want. We're not trying to die or anything, but that space of death is such a vastness and a connection that we can have here now.
Mm-hmm.
Anything more, Jill, Dr. Zach?
I think of that time that I went there and I feel that's home. So I feel that when I transition, I'm going home.
And we do that every night when we go to sleep, incidentally. I mean, once we go back, into the delta. The delta brainwaves, we have beta when we're awake and super beta. But then we go into alpha, calm, relaxed. We go into theta, relaxed more. Delta is deep sleep. So at night, we're always going back there. That's how we regenerate. It's almost like, we're like the Borg in the Star Trek. We regenerate at night because we go back into that vastness. And we can do that in the day, moments of meditation. We can close our eyes, feel our body, look for that light in our forehead, and just take a breath, feel that through our whole body, feel that connection. Then we open our eyes and keeping ourselves connected to the body and go on. It's with us always and forever. Whether we're out here having this wonderful, amazing, often struggling journey, or whether we're in there in that vast. That vastness is available to us anytime when we calm our brainwaves and we're able to go inside to that place of who we truly are. We just go back and forwards, and we can do that by calming our brainwaves. This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.